So picking up where we just left, you are essentially sitting in 5 feet of water.
Maybe I'll be sitting on one of the rocks.
Okay.
I'm just arms crossed, staring at the princess's dais.
As you're doing this, the crowd is, like, half of them are leaving, the other half is staying. And you can hear them, like, murmuring and pointing and whispering. And without the sound of, like, the water and the fighting, you can hear your name. And you can hear almost like a Rudy type of chant that's coming. And you can hear your name. And they're going, oh, right. And they're moving. And you can see up on the top box, you can see in her box that people are getting uncomfortable. And you can see people are now being ushered away, but they're kind of like fighting it. Like, they don't want to be ushered away.
Thaumaturgy.
No, let the people stay. The show's not over.
And the crowd goes loud again, and they're all getting excited. You can see them, they're starting to throw whatever they have. They're throwing flowers, they're throwing, you know, clothes, they're throwing stuff to you, and it's kind of like floating, like a hat or something like that, or scarves, and they're kind of like floating in the water. And now the water's kind of like half going down. While you guys are waiting here, because this is taking several minutes, what is the rest of the group doing?
I'm searching the crowd to see if I could see Titus.
You do not.
I like to wait around to see what the situation with him is. And whether, you know what I'm saying? If somebody comes out like to the princess goonies, that's what I like to do.
Where are you standing while you're waiting? Are you standing next to him? Are you walking around?
I'm walking in the, you know, like a little space, walking back and forth.
Okay.
What I like to do.
But you're near him.
Mm-hmm.
What about you guys?
I'm still on the shoulders because the water's still a little too...
Yeah, it's slowly receding.
And I'm a little worse for wear, so I'm like...
I'm climbing back up to the pier just to... Yes.
That's a good
thank
idea.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a dry off. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
But... I lost it all. Okay.
I'm next to the princess.
You're next to the princess, like, kind of giving her a dirty look.
Yep, like, you heard the man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is a promise that you made. You know, I'm not doing anything harmful, I'm just kind of there.
Yeah. And you can hear, she goes over to a bunch of official-looking people. You'd imagine, like, magistrate kind of thing, that were in that box as well, up by, like, where the knight's court is. And you can hear whispering, and you can see one guy gets, like, irritated and is like, no!
What? Can I try to listen to what they're saying?
Sure.
Cool.
So, are you trying to be deception? Are you trying to...
I'm just listening. So, like, I'm, you know, I'm not letting her out of my sight.
Give me a stealth to see if you can get close enough without being seen where they would, like, stop talking because you were near.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Would my armor be a factor in this?
Okay. No. Don't do disadvantage. It's fine. About a 10?
Six.
A six?
Yeah.
Ouch. So, you get close enough that you can hear a few keywords, but not everything.
Okay.
Because when you get close enough, they kind of stop talking.
Okay.
But you do hear a few things, as in, you hear the magistrate say, and when you're talking to him, you see that he has, like, a large scar on his face, across his face. And he's like, no, I know him. This is a trick. This is a trick. When I had him arrested, this is what he did to me. This is what he did. We need to arrest him. We can't reward him with things. He's going to cause a frenzy in this city. He is a wanted man. And the princess goes, I am the princess, and I made a promise, and he's going to get his farm back. And she's standing up for her promise. And the magistrate is saying, girlie, you're crazy. And he's not even speaking back to her until a few people stop him right as you walk closer.
Got it.
So it's kind of like, okay, cut it out. And then she speaks very loudly, and she was like, I order you to get the deed to that farm and bring it back here immediately. And do not question me again. And she still seems like a child as she's saying it. But she's saying the big words, you know? And she's proud of herself. And then she turns back up to the top box, and she uses this announcing little tool again. And she says, everyone, thank you for your participation. You can all disperse. And we will meet you with the deed to your farm within the hour. Yeah. And then...
I take out his bill and start eating it.
Or you can wait right there. That's perfectly fine, too. Yeah. And she cuts off again. Mm.
I extend this an apple to Simon.
Why, thank you.
You're very welcome. Yes.
And I take it.
Yeah, may as well get comfortable.
Mm.
So, if you guys wanted to... And the crowd is still there. And they're... But now that the princess has spoken, and she's like, yeah, sure, stay right there. The ushers are no longer pushing anybody, but the crowd is still like they're all still sitting there. You know, you have a sense of people getting excited. Does anybody want to do anything else?
Hide?
Keep an eye on the princess.
Still on the top box.
Yep.
You got it. Simon, anything different?
No.
Checking her out?
You're just licking your wounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to message her what I'm doing so that, you know, she's aware why I'm not coming out right away.
Got it. She's in the arena.
Okay.
Do me a stealth check.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's...
And give me an idea of where you're trying to hide right now.
11.
There's not a lot of great places to hide around here, mm-hmm. but you're able to essentially sit next to one of the ramps, so at least you know you're hidden from about half of the arena. So, like, the other half might have been able to see you, but you know that you're at least keeping a low profile and definitely hidden from the other half of the stage.
I'm kind of, like, yeah... Maybe, like, over here so I can see Simon.
So, like, everybody on, like, the right hand of the theater, essentially, the stadium, they can't see you at all. And everything over here, you're still low profile, not to bring a lot of attention.
Okay,
so I would say everyone's just kind of chilling, milling around, mm-hmm. you know, doing what they can. And within probably about an hour and 15, takes a little long, they come back and... The magistrate walks up into the top box back to the princess. So, Zorik, you would see him do this. And he walks in with chains. With the chains that would bind by the ankle and the wrist and the connecting one. And he walks in with chains and the deed. And he says, Princess, I beg of you, let me use this. He is a disruptance to the city. He changes everything. And your father wants him arrested. I can guarantee that. Here is the deed. But as of right now, I give both to you. And I will tell you what you must do. But only you can put the shackles on him.
My eyes have never left the dais. Unless I'm playing in the crowd. Do I see the magistrate there? Or would I be able to recognize him?
Give me a perception check, because in my mind...
I'm too far away?
It's far back.
No,
give me a perception check. I want to see if you see him.
Natural 20.
Oh, Jesus. So, I will say, once the box clears out, when he comes back, you'll see him clearly. And you can see him with the chains and essentially a scroll of paper like this, like begging. You can't hear what he's saying. So now, at this point, the princess takes both in her hands... And takes the chains and throws them on the ground.
Well, and didn't see that coming.
And Zorik, you're the one who hears. She says, put them on yourself for all I care. And she walks out, and she walks down the stage, walks out onto the platform where you performed, and she says, she goes to hand it to you, but she's not going to get in the water.
I'll put my half feet out of the way, and I'll walk through the water to take the deed. I'll give a little inspection. Is it?
Yep.
It's up and up?
Yeah, it's on the up and up.
I must admit,
Your Highness, I'm pleasantly surprised. Thank you.
This might cause problems with my father, but I don't care. He was going to give me a palace as a birthday present, but I didn't know that it was going to hurt anybody. But now that I know it hurt you, it makes me very sad. And I don't want anyone to be hurt. So you take this and you enjoy your farm.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Would you be willing to do me one small little favor?
Oh.
The gentleman who gave you those shackles that I saw you throw on the ground.
Yes.
He's an old friend of mine.
Yeah?
Please tell him that Broadway Farm is under new management, and if he wishes, he can come anytime he wants to put those on me. I'll be there waiting.
I don't think that's a wise thing to tell him. I think he'd actually do it.
I'm counting on it.
That's not very good, though. He seems to think that you're the one that scarred his face.
Oh, yes, perhaps him and I should talk about that.
If he's misinformed, you really should clear that up.
Oh, I didn't say that. I just said we should talk about it. Have a good day.
Can you do me a favor?
Absolutely.
Can you try not to cause any more problems in my city?
I have not the foggiest idea what you're talking about.
He said that you are causing problems.
Causing problems?
Yes.
Me?
I think you're lying to me now.
Your Highness. Do I look like the sort of chap that causes problems?
Well,
I
yes.
Give you a little grin and I put my glasses down.
No, you're the old teddy bear.
Exactly. You have a good day, Your Highness.
And you kind of realize she's childish, but she wants to do good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
She's naive.
She's very naive, very childish, very selfish, but still doesn't want people to be hurt. So now you guys are in the arena, and the crowd is now, when you were handed over the paper, the place went freaking crazy. And they start literally shaking the stands because they're so excited. And you can feel like a boom, and you're like, what the hell? And everyone's very excited for you.
I hold the deed close and I say quietly, we did it, Robert. And I'm going to turn and look at the crowd, and I'm going to hold the deed up in the air.
Place goes crazy. There's maybe about 80 people in the stands. Not a ton. A lot of them left. There's only the real people who are invested. But you do see your friend, who's the bartender.
Hey!
Yeah. So you do see him there, and you remember that you sent him word and said, hey, put some money down on my game for me. So he shows up, and he walks over, and he hands you a bag of gold.
Excellent. How much did you win?
Fuck if I know, man.
Fair enough.
I'm going to say 800 gold.
800 gold. Yeah, money bags. I went to the kitty. I tossed it to Zork.
So you guys, I think you all gave money into the kitty when you placed the bet, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was a total big boober. We got 30%. So 800 divided. I'll do a little math here.
I'm not really there with you right now.
Oh, okay.
When you guys see each other.
We each get 133.
That you can divide if you want. 133
gold. Each player over 133
gold.
133 gold.
Yeah. Alright, guys. So now you're in the arena. You have your deed. You got some good spending money. You have the crowd behind you. But I also want all of you to remember, you do have a purpose. You learned about Crystal Brook. You learned about the eyes. You achieved actually retrieving one. Don't forget you have books that you can read, and you have a notebook that you can communicate through.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget your guard sent you.
Idea.
Remember you have all of that kind of stuff. Now, I'm going to stick with Kristen here because I know everybody has their stuff that they want to do and maybe catch up, but you had a pressing matter where you feel there are people around you. So with the knowledge that you gained from reading her thoughts, Where is your mind at? Why are you hiding?
She's literally like, she almost looks like catatonic right now. She's like shaking a little bit. She's hiding. She's just deep in thought. She's not her.
What are those thoughts?
I don't know. Why do they want Jezebeth? Why am I a tool for this? Who does my brother own? What are they talking about? What he owns, what my father has, what my purpose is, and a purpose that I escaped so many years ago, and I just can't get rid of that grasp.
Okay.
And she's fearful. She's scared. She's so doesn't know who to trust.
So with this knowledge, where do you want to move forward to? So yes, she's kind of tonic right now, but when she's ready to stand back up and move, where is she going? She doesn't know yet. Is she going to stick with the group?
She doesn't know who to trust.
Will she voice any of this to the group?
Not yet.
Not yet. So for everybody else, I'm going to say definitely for the cleric, and then you are charisma, right? Your charisma and strength?
Yeah.
So for you, I'd like you to roll. Everybody else can roll, but for Auric, you notice something is very off with Scarlet. She almost looks catatonic. She looks like she's dealing with more than just a fight. She looks very upset, very shaken. I think it's going to be very obvious. Everybody else can roll me insight. But, Kristen, if you're attempting to not say anything, roll me a deception.
Mm-hmm. Deception?
You said I noticed it.
You noticed it. What'd you get?
20.
Ooh, okay.
My deception is 24.
Ah! I rolled 14.
Okay.
4.
Okay.
Am I there?
I'm going to say you guys take some, unless you want to do something else up there in that top box, say you meet with everybody.
Let me ask you this. What does the magistrate do when the princess, like, basically takes the deed and just...
He's a baby. He acts like a big old child. He huffs, grabs his shackles, and leaves. He's a big old baby.
Okay. Nobody else is there. I'll look down to see what is happening. And then
so when you look down to see what's happening, you kind of see everybody kind of regrouping and just kind of talking. You see Auric is full of joy, but you don't see Scarlet right away.
Okay. I'll teleport back down.
Okay.
And one more use of it.
So I'm going to say as of right now, the water is gone. The water has slowly receded down into these like big drains that are in the arena.
And so you said to do a perception check for...
Do an insight check.
Insight.
Okay. I'm going to approach her.
Okay. I'm going to say you have noticed it. I didn't make you roll.
I didn't know. You said I noticed it, so...
You noticed because I imagine something is physically seen, but if she doesn't want to say anything, you'd have to roll to get something out of her.
I rolled a 12.
Okay.
I'm going to approach her.
Okay.
Scarlet, what's going on?
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just tired.
Scarlet, what's going on?
Just tired.
I'm going to wait a minute there. I go away for a minute sometimes myself.
You're just performing and then not used to fighting and I'm fine.
If you want to get more out of her, give me a roll. Maybe I'll do an insight because I want you to see, like, are you able to view her mannerisms?
23.
She rolled a 24. I'm going to give you, when you're off by one, I'm going to give you that you know she's not right, but you just can't get anything out of her.
Okay. I show her the deed. I promised all of you that if you helped me acquire this, I would follow you into her. I'm willing to follow you there, should you need me to.
That's what everyone says, isn't it? Until they actually see the fires of hell.
I've walked through them myself, my love.
Congratulations on your farm. I'm glad we were able to get it back for you. And she stands up and she kind of dusts herself off and... Thank you. Scarlet, give me...
I'm trying to think of... I don't want to just do insight. I want to do... Perception, but perception's more... Give me an insight check.
Insight? 18.
You are not in the mindset right now, but you know that when Auric is speaking to you, he's very genuine. And you feel the sense of honesty from him, and safety from him, and comfort. And maybe not today, but he is trustworthy. And he is somebody... who you can trust, even if you're not ready yet. And you, in this conversation, you've had this in your life. You feel comfort, even though you can't buy into it yet, but you feel that with him. You know you can trust him. But not today.
Not today, Satan.
Okay. All right, guys. So now, give me an idea where we want to go. What are we doing now? Are we going to head back to the farm? Are we going to go back to our rooms? Are we going to go for food?
We should drink. We celebrate.
Yeah, but I think we should celebrate at the farm.
Yeah.
As long as no one knows that I plan on drinking tea. But, Robert was known to partake of a drink or three. There might be some in the stores at the farm that those ruffians didn't get their paws on. Speaking of, oh my god!
Speaking of getting paws,
French fashion movies.
And I throw the bag of sapphires to everybody. We get these back to your farm.
Hot diggity damn!
So just for the time being, unless you actually say you trade them out for gold and you go to a merchant or something, I'll say you guys have sapphires for now. I think it'll be important for you guys later.
How much do we have?
It's 10K in sapphires.
Holy Hannah Jane. All right.
Yeah.
That was the grand prize for the event.
10,000 gold in sapphires?
Yeah.
I am perfectly fine with Sorek holding on to those for the rest of us. I pity the person who tries to take those off of you, sir.
So everyone starts moving?
Yes.
Would it be?
Well, not really.
You're limping.
Not even limping, I'm just like,
on my shoulder.
I'm piggybacking and I'm basically like,
there's a short rest on the back of it.
I'm hurting. I'm hurting. Your hand's in good shape.
Oh,
I can do cure wounds on you. I'll do cure wounds on you.
Okay. And Simon, you're pretty injured too, right?
Seven, yes, I'll do Simon.
Jesus Christ. You get two.
I get three.
You get three.
Hey, listen.
All in one.
Scarlett, you were saying?
I'm sorry, I'm a gimpy boy. Oh, I appreciate it.
Would somebody take me home? I'll come to the farm, but can somebody just take me home? I just need to get a few things.
I can escort you.
Please.
I'll give the sapphires over to you.
I'll catch up with you later. I'm going to pop a cure wounds into you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Simon has one hit point. He's been sitting there eating an apple, and it's been going right out the holes. Oh, yes, you are. Sorry.
Oh, for the love of fuck. You heal three.
If you guys want to say in the time it took for the D to arrive, you can do a short rest. Because it was an hour. Mm. So if you guys would like to do any short rest.
Yes.
I mean, the DM will tell you, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you will get a long rest before anything else.
Short rest. But
I was really hoping Simon was going to go down. I wanted Simon down so bad.
I could cast Healing Word.
What?
Simon, are you still really bad?
Mom's mad at me.
No.
Simon, are you still really bad?
You
hit points? Are you still really bad?
Yeah. I'm at 7.
Alright, I'm going to cast Healing Word.
I'm better now.
Yeah.
Aw, look at this! Wait. Healing is the teen dreams. I don't know. Give me a little. So while you guys are doing your little stuff, you two are walking back to your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm going there with the mindset, DM, just so you know, to basically leave it.
Leave it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're going to go, pack your stuff, and leave?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything you want to do, or are you ready to pack up and leave? And do you want to address anything, or?
What do you mean by address anything?
We said you had roommates. Are you interested in talking to them?
No.
No?
Talk to no one.
Talk to no one.
Leave at night.
Mm-hmm.
Under the cover of darkness.
What is it called? Irish goodbye. Yeah. There you go. All right. So you go. The two of you pack up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say you have a bag or two.
Mm-hmm.
And you head to the farm.
Bag or two of ten. I'm joking. Bag or two of ten.
What is this?
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs? Like that. And I can't get it out of here.
Sword shows up holding the bag of sapphires and like 10 suitcases.
Alright, so I'll say it's a small room. You know, you pack light. So I'll say you have a couple bags, but it only takes you about an hour or so to really get all the good stuff that you want. You're not taking furniture.
Can I leave a letter for Titus?
Sure.
Just in case?
Sure.
And I'll leave it with one of my roommates?
Sure.
And the letter will will simply say, you will never keep me in your gilded cage. I will never be part of your plans. Best, Scarlet. Best!
Best.
Sister in Christ.
What'd you say?
Your sister in Christ.
Oh! Oh, no. Okay, so you head out with my roommates just in case anyone comes looking for me.
So I'll say that on your way, you guys can... You go directly to the farm?
Yes.
There are still people there. They don't know you got the deed.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
It's the same foreman and a bunch of other guys, too.
It's the same foreman we intimidated before.
Yeah.
I walk right up to the foreman.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Initiative of deed in this race.
Ah, that was a throwback.
Roll initiative. Out.
Well, we'll take this up with the magistrate.
Out.
I mean, it's going to take us a couple
out.
Days.
Now. Does he notice that, you know, we have a
big guy? A big guy?
Acting
really
intimidating?
Yeah. You can do intimidation checks. Go for it. Yeah, let me see.
I want to just burp a little bit of breath weapon. I don't want breath weapon now. I just kind of want to go a little bit of poison. Out.
Well, I'll take this up with the proper authorities.
16 on intimidation.
Just for you?
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else wanting to? Well, no, just you and you.
I'll try it. I don't have much. Let's see if I got anything.
Intimidation?
Less than zero, so don't even bother.
Less than zero!
It's two. A big old two.
And you get 16. So, I want you to roll me an intimidation check, too. Advantage because of the breath weapon.
13.
So he doesn't really believe you, but he's scared enough of the group. Right. And he knows that you guys just beat his ass. And he's a little bit like, okay, that's it. Fine. You know what? You want me out? I'm out. Yeah. I'll see you later. And it takes a while for them to pack their shit and get out of your house and get out of the barn.
I wait until the last one gets the fuck off my property.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
hungry.
Oh. No one has meat, but how about a frittata?
Starch is
all right. What I will make happen, and I will make several vegetable frittatas.
I love it. I'll say you stop for supplies on the way, because I don't know if these guys are frittata guys, but you definitely, you take some time, you make a nice meal, and time you guys show up as well.
We can go to my bungalow. I pick up some vittles.
Vittles.
Just enough to get us through the night until I can restock.
Yeah. And you guys are back, and you guys are all sitting together, and I'm going to say that you all sit down with a lovely dinner in front of you, some wine, and you all... toast your success for the battle, and I will say you guys can level.
Yay! Yay!